us about Chief Information Officer Solutions and Partners 3. It's CIOSP3. Tell us about that.
That's correct. We actually have two RFPs that have recently closed. One is our unrestricted RFP, and the other one is our restricted or small business set-aside RFP that's closed. Both of them are in evaluation. The unrestricted RFP will be awarded in the first quarter of this fiscal year, sometime between now and the end of December, mm-hmm. and the restricted one will be awarded sometime in the second quarter of this fiscal year, between January and March. The restricted one is it's new and innovative in that it's set aside for small businesses. It's also set aside for 8As, hub zones, and small disadvantaged veteran-owned small businesses, better known as SDVOSBs.
Is that unusual?
It is unusual. It's the first one of its kind to be set aside. It's a big GWAC with a $20 billion ceiling. It's billion with a B. So it is unusual. It's the first of its type to be set aside for either small business or any of the subcategories.
What spurred that?
We have a commitment to engage small businesses in health IT, in health IT and generalized IT, and it's NIH's goal to not just monitor subcontract goals, which we take very seriously, but also to foster small business growth and have them become core competency contract holders in the health IT area.
So would this then be only for health IT or other services too?
We have 10 task areas under each of the two RFPs. The first task area is health IT, and the other 9 task areas are general IT. I'm not a technical expert.
Sure.
I'm a contract expert, so I can't explain all of them, but it's health IT and general IT.
So, but 10 in each, so 20 total?
10. They're the same 10.
Oh, I see. I see. I wanted to make sure I got that clear.
Yeah,
how many
thanks.
Companies are going to be able to do all of these things?
That's currently under evaluation, and we're not sure. The RFPs said anywhere between 35 to 40, but we may have more, we may have less. We're just not sure until we get through the evaluation process.
How long does the evaluation process last? Or does it depend?
It depends. That's a good question, and you answered it yourself. It depends. The unrestricted has been going through evaluation close to a year, and the restricted RFP, my RFP, will be about the same process.
With this new innovative way of doing it for the small businesses, I want to get your personal gauge on it, because historically speaking, as you said, this is the first of its kind. You're excited about it? You feel motivated with it? Tell me about that.
Yeah, we're very, very excited about it. I'm excited personally about it because I've been a contracting officer for 29 years with the federal government, but never on a contract of this size, $20 billion. Or this magnitude. A lot of our customers, our federal agencies, are very excited about it. And once we get this contract awarded, we expect it to really be popular and to take off.
We are talking with Ed Wilgus. He is the Senior Contracting Officer at NIH IT Acquisition and Assessment Center, known as NITAC.
Correct.
Health IT promises to be a big market, bigger than big. How can small businesses fit into this? What sort of path should they take to make sure that they get a little piece of this action?
Well, you're right. It's a big market. It's a big marketplace, and there are lots of avenues. If a small business did not apply to this RFP or does not get an award, there's still several opportunities. You can go to the NITAC website, and we identify all the current contract holders under CIOSP2.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be identifying all the ones under CIOSP3. We encourage all small businesses to try to team up or subcontract with any large business that might get the award, or any other small business for that matter. And our contract goals, as a contracting officer, one of my jobs is to make sure that our subcontract goals to small businesses are met, and we take that job very, very seriously.
Looking down the road, do you anticipate an SP4?
These contracts are good for 10 years.
So that'd be way down the road.
So it'll be way down the road. We do expect an SP4, but I may be here, I may not be here, so who knows?
So you're not going to commit to that. Or you could commit to it.
I'll commit to it, yeah.
So how does NITAC then fit into the overall health mission?
Well, NITAC is part of the NIH. It's a division under NIH. We were given the authority by OMB, the Office of Management and Budget, as one of three agencies to have executive agent status to issue GWACs. Our specialty is healthcare IT, so NITAC is on the front line in terms of supporting healthcare IT through its contracting vehicles.
And your role here at the conference for this day, the Health IT Day, talk a little bit about NIH's presence here and what is it an opportunity to meet with these small businesses, particularly considering what it is you do?
It is an opportunity to do that. I'm participating at 11:30 in the Small Business Innovative Lunch panel, and then at 3 o'clock I'm on the Federal Roundtable for Affordable Healthcare through IT. So as a contracting officer, I bring a unique perspective to the table, to the conference, that diehard technical experts may not have. So I give the business view from the small from the federal agency to the small businesses, and back from the small businesses to the federal agencies.
Do you find that business view can sometimes be at cross purposes with the excitement of the IT folks? you know how they get.
well, we're excited about this whole process. The CIOSP3 is really a big contract. Innovative and unique. So we're excited about it. We're really excited to push it forward, and we're excited for large businesses and small businesses. It's a win-win and all the way around.
Ed Wilgus is Senior Contracting Officer at the NIH Information Technology Acquisition and Assessment Center. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Thank you very much.
Good luck this afternoon.
All right, thank you.